India's Congress Party is in the opposition these days and used to a lot of setbacks, but they probably never expected a broadside from Barack Obama. In his new memoir, the former US president issues a rather damning report card on Rahul Gandhi, the man the Congress Party has anointed its leader. Indian media has been abuzz with reports.
Former US President Barack Obama has compared Congress MP Rahul Gandhi to a student who's eager to impress yet lacking the aptitude and the passion to master the subject.
Ouch. Predictably, the ruling BJP party is gleeful as its IT cell head Amit Malviya responded to the channel CNN IBN.
Well, Barack Obama has been very charitable with his words. The fact is that what he is suggesting is something that we all know. Rahul Gandhi is incapable of holding a thought. We have often seen him making gaffes after gaffes.
What Mr. Malviya failed to mention was Mr. Obama also talked about the divisive nationalism touted by the BJP. Meanwhile, while some Congress leaders have said they don't react to individual personal opinions, others have stopped following Mr. Obama on Twitter. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. This all leads us to the eternal dilemma. Can we dismiss the brickbats from foreigners but still lap up the praise? Mr. Obama makes one offhand remark based on one dinner engagement with Rahul Gandhi, but we remain thin-skinned about the West's criticisms, yet bask in its praise. We sometimes even make up the praise, such as the time a fake news item about how UNESCO had awarded the Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi the title of best Prime Minister in the world went viral in WhatsApp groups. This is an old issue. In 1971, Indian Prime Minister Indira Gandhi, Rahul's grandmother, visited Richard Nixon. They made boilerplate remarks of courtesy.
I speak of the common devotion that the people of India and the people of the United States have to the cause of freedom.
I have no doubt that they will lead to the strengthening of friendship and understanding between our two nations.
But as recent declassified papers show, Mr. Nixon loathed Mrs. Gandhi. He called her a witch and worse, and said undoubtedly the most unattractive women in the world are Indian women. Perhaps it even pushed him to side even more strongly with Pakistan in the war with India in 1971 that eventually led to the creation of Bangladesh and the huge refugee exodus that Mrs. Gandhi talked about.
I am haunted by the tormented faces in our overcrowded refugee camps.
Now Donald Trump posits himself as India's BFF because it's useful to him as he jockeys for leverage against China. And yet, he's just as happy to diss it.
Look at India. It's filthy. The air is filthy.
An Indian still keeps scouring an ex-president's memoirs to see if he has thrown any crumbs their way. But the greatest irony is that all this is happening at this juncture of world history. If nothing else, the US election and the soap opera that has followed should have turned the tables decisively. The United States today should be more worried about what it looks like in the eyes of the world rather than how it looks at the world. As polls opened in the US, Kenyan cartoonist Gatara tweeted sardonically, "The authoritarian regime of Donald Trump attempts to consolidate its hold over the troubled, oil-rich, nuclear-armed North American nation. African envoys have called for Americans to maintain peace during the elections and be prepared for the outcome of the vote." When Mr. Trump refused to accept the results, like tinpot dictators whose elections America once monitored, the USA finds itself hoisted on its own petard. The eye roll and glee is understandable since the US has too long gotten used to thinking of itself as the gold standard of democracy. Unlike Donald Trump and his temper tantrums, Indira Gandhi ate humble crow and accepted her loss in an election she had been convinced she would win. In a way, this ugly U.S. election and its uglier aftermath have just proven that the emperor has no clothes. But it is also the naked truth that despite that, we still remain cringingly anxious about how we are reflected in its golden eye. That ultimately is India's perennial wardrobe malfunction. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW. Thank you.